Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox? How's it going?
All right. Like I was telling you before we started recording, I wish you would have told me that you got off early, man. You told me 4 o'clock. Oh, yeah, it's 3:31 a.m., May 25th, 2024. So, Julio sent me a text about a half hour ago. I was laying in bed fucking just awake because I was thinking about all the shit I got to do today. But I'm glad you got off early.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
Yeah.
Just kicked ass.
Cool. So last week I fucked that show all up. I didn't put the intro, I didn't put the outro, none of that shit. What happened was, remember, did you listen to the show last week, Julio?
Yeah.
All right, so remember I said I was getting ready to go out and sit in the driveway and drink beer?
Yeah.
So I did that. And I wasn't going to put the show out until the next day. And then my wife had to take my daughter to work or something like that. And so, like, we didn't really have time to watch a movie. So I'm like, why don't you just come down the basement with me so I can put this show out? And so I was fucking hammered, right? I was sitting out there drinking the whole time while she was taking my daughter to work. And I was out there for like 2 or 3 hours. Plus, I was drinking when I did the show. But then, yeah, so I forgot to put the intro and the outro and all that shit. So that's what happened there.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah. It's all good. Carl was talking shit to me because I said free Christmas trees are for homeless people.
Yeah.
I caught myself right in the middle of it anyway. Fuck you, Carl.
Where would they put it?
Right. I just meant that. I just meant people that work. People. It's for motherfuckers that don't have their get their arms and legs blown off and you know, can't provide for themselves. I'm not saying they're homeless, but. It's not for people that work where I work, is what I meant. If you got all your limbs and you can fucking provide for your family and make a living, you don't need to go around fucking freeloading shit.
Yeah, Christmas tree is a weird concept to me. You know, like it almost seems like somebody was drunk and they're like, "Let me bring in this tree." You know, put it in my living room and decorate it. It just seems really weird. I don't know how it started or why it started.
Some pagan shit. I think we talked about it on the Christmas episode. Right?
Yeah,
remember
I
that?
I remember. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I forgot to. I haven't told everybody about the shroom incident.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what was that? Like 3 weeks ago? A couple, 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So somehow I wound up with a weekday off. I don't know if we ran out of parts or what. But my daughter was at school. My wife was at work. And I'm like, fuck it. I'm about to eat these shrooms that Julio gave me. And like the last time I tried it, I didn't really feel nothing. So I ate the whole fucking bag. I mean, there was a little bit of shake left. There's like two big ass mushrooms that I ate. And so I kept texting Julio, and I'm like, man, I ate this whole fucking bag, and I don't feel shit. And I wasn't getting any visuals or nothing like that, but I was definitely tripping. So I'm sitting out in the driveway just waiting for visuals and shit. I didn't see shit, so I'm complaining to Julio. And then next thing I know, I see my wife pulling in on her lunch break. It scared the shit out of me, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And so she comes walking up to me, and I'm like, hey, honey. And then she's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing. She's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I ate some mushrooms that Julio gave me. And she's like, what? And she got mad, right? And so she's yelling at me. And she's real laid back lady, right? I've put that beautiful woman through hell, some of the shit I've done. But she's laid back, and she don't usually get mad, right? So she's sitting there yelling at me. And I really didn't hear much what she was saying because I was just staring at her eyebrows because I'm not used to her getting mad. I was like staring at her fucking eyebrows. In my mind, she was telling me, like, we were getting divorced and shit. Yeah. And so, I mean, I was just kind of laid back, too. And she's like, all right, where is it? Where is it? And like I said, there's a little bit of shake left in the bag. I gave it to her, and she poured it in the toilet. But I already ate it all. You know, there wasn't much left. And then I can't remember all what else she said, but then she left and went back to work. So I'm just sitting there planning, like, all right, I gotta find my own place to live. I'm sitting here trying to figure out where I'm gonna live and shit, right? And hours went by, and then she comes back home, and she's like, "Honey, you gotta promise me you're not gonna do any more drugs." And I'm like, "How you gonna tell me what to do when we're getting divorced?" And she's like, what are you talking about? I said, you told me we was getting divorced. And she's like, I never said anything like that. What are you talking about? And so I'm like, oh, my bad. So, yeah, it was just a fucked up day.
I remember one of the texts you sent me was that you told her that you were getting closer to God.
I did say that. She asked me why I took mushrooms, and I said, I'm getting closer to God. And she's like, that's not God, that's the devil. And I'm like, okay.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's all over with. Day. Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know, man. What have you been up to?
Is this going to be a long or a short one?
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that. I was trying to make the Southern Center piss his pants. It is going to be a short one because I had when we started, I 3:31 a.m.
Something like that.
I had exactly 1 hour and 8 minutes left on this sound card. It's going to be a short one, so take a drink. All right. I got some... I'm going to have to share my screen here. You know what? When I was doing them solo episodes, it occurred to me at work while I was thinking about it. It occurred to me that I wasn't even doing Zoom, so I didn't share my screen for none of the voicemails or nothing like that. So that might be why some of them weren't loud enough. So anyway... I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to make sure Julio can share his screen. All right.
Oh, by the way, I got to update you. I use pronouns now.
Well,
I'm a day dumb, but in Shakespearean terms, D die dow.
Okay. Am I sharing the screen? No, I'm not. All right. Can you see this?
Yeah.
All right, we got a voicemail. It's about the retarded actor question. You remember that?
Yeah.
Who played the best retard?
Hey, Fox. It's Clement Fupa.
No audio.
From Legs and Eggs. We just.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, you're right. Now, good job. You fucking told me quick on that one. Yeah, we gotta catch each other on that shit. Glad you told me right away.
But now you're not sharing.
I know, I stopped it. God, yeah, you're right. At least you got it quick that time.
Yeah, I'm trying to cut down on the time we spend doing that shit.
Right. Okay.
Hey, you hear Fox, it? It's Clement Fupa.
Hi, Fox.
From Legs and Eggs. We just listened to Piss Drunk. So we just wanted to tell you who we thought played the best. Say it for me, Fupa.
The best retard in a movie.
Yeah. In a movie goes to Sean Cassidy in Like Normal People. It's the greatest movie I've ever seen.
It's a TV movie. I've never seen it. I had never heard of it until you only played that for me like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was on TV all the time when I was a kid. And then it's on YouTube if you want to watch it. And then you watch it and you'll be like, yeah, no, that is the absolute best performance. The most offensive thing I've ever seen. Oh, my God. I love it so much. That's how you'll feel when you see it. Right, Fupa?
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah.
It's
I think we're just a little high and going talking too much. So let's say bye.
Hi. That was cool.
Yeah. Thanks, thanks, Clement Fupa. I'm going to have to check that movie out. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out too. Yeah, I was thinking about that, and I was going to mention Leonardo DiCaprio and What's Eating Gilbert Grape. You ever see that one?
I have, but...
I mean, it's not for comedic value. I mean, he's trying to portray like a serious... You know, like,
so that's your favorite retard?
Yeah, I it's just a very relatable character, I guess. You feel emotions, you know, for him.
Yeah. I like Carl on Sling Blade. You ever see that?
No.
Billy Bob Thornton.
No.
He was like a hillbilly retard, one of his schoolmates fucked his mom when he was a kid, so he killed him with a fucking lawnmower blade or some shit. So,
jeez.
Yeah. He was like an expert at fixing lawnmowers and shit, kind of like a savant or some shit. There's a lot of good ones, though. I can talk about retards in movies for days. That's mine for this week, anyway.
I can't believe they try to cancel the R word. Like, some people were, like, making a big deal about you can't say it, you can't use it. It's just a damn word, you know? Like, I'm not hating. I'm just pointing out a fact. You're acting a certain way. I'm not hating on you. I'm not trying to, like, extinguish you or anything.
We've been over this before. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want, when I want, about who I want. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I feel you. I want to share something here real quick. This kind of made me laugh a little bit. I'm going to share sound. Hold on. What am I? Am I sharing this guy with the beard?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Let me make sure we got sound.
Make sure your computer's turned all the way up.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Sam Parker here. Listen, I wanted to share something I learned recently that's really cool. Every day, I have to come get treatment inside this little gas chamber for a recent medical condition. But when I first came, I was concerned that it wouldn't work because, as you can see, there's no wooden door. And in fact, there are no wooden doors on any of the gas chambers at this facility. And so I was very concerned about this. And so I asked the doctor, said, hey, why don't you use wooden doors on your little gas chambers? And he said, well, you know, if we used wooden doors, I mean, they wouldn't form the proper seal that would keep the outside air out and the gas on the inside in. Plus, wood doesn't have the strength required to maintain the pressure that you need to maintain full gas efficacy on the inside. It's like, whoa, mind blown, right? You learn something new every day, folks.
You know what that's all about?
No.
All right, so I don't know. Some people have been talking about pictures of the concentration camps and the gas chambers, and they have wooden doors.
Okay. I'm not.
I'm not really trying to say anything. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't make any sense. And he's at the same, you know, bridge that me and a lot of people are at. It doesn't make practical sense. I don't know. Something fishy about that.
I guess it went over my head.
You've never seen pictures of the gas chambers at, like, different concentration camps being wooden doors?
Yeah, but there's wooden doors on a lot of buildings and structures.
At a gassing chamber?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Well, I don't know what kind of medical condition he has that he has to go get gas. Trying to figure that out.
I think that's like a hyperbaric chamber of some sort or something like that.
Sounds like a lot of bullshit. It's probably not even necessary. That's why I don't go to the doctor.
You want to hear something really funny? I found this today. This is This is a guy calling into a radio station, an English radio. No, he's request a Spanish man is requesting an English song on the radio. And it kind of made me crack up because it reminded me of my parents.
It's in Spanish.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I want you to play me a song. And the guy's like, yeah, any song you want. And he's like, I want you to play me a song that goes, are those Reebok or Nike? And so they don't know what the hell this song is. I mean, do you know? Do you have a clue?
No.
Yeah, so check this out. They actually figure it out what song he actually wanted.
Son Reebok o son Nike?
Sí, sí.
Pero, ¿cómo se llama? ¿Cómo se llama?
Son Reebok o son Nike.
¿Esos son Reebok o son Nike?
A ver, compláceme, que me gusta mucho esa canción. Está muy pegada esa canción.
¿Esos son Reebok o son Nike? ¿Será esta, brother? ¿Será esta?
How long is this?
Esa misma, ve, esa misma.
Cut it off. You know people can't understand Spanish.
I know, but if you gave me a second, I was going to say. So he was saying, are these are Reebok or Nike. And they figured out somehow, some way, they were able to piece it together that it was Rhythm of the Night.
Oh. I mean, it's funny, but I mean, it wasn't even in English, for Christ's sake.
Oh. But still, Reebok or Nike?
All right. I'm gonna play Carl's shit. And then we'll get into some conspiracies after that. He fucked up first. He left quite a few. He started out. Here's the he started this one.
Fox, I have a timer set for 2 minutes and 50 seconds. That's what I'm working with. I'll start it as soon as I'm ready. But just want to let you know that you can edit this part out. Lucky, but I don't give a shit. Here goes. Everyone has a price. The important thing is to find out what it is. There can only be one king. This is Carl's Guide to History. Pablo Escobar and his Hacienda Naples. Hacienda Naples, Spanish for Naples Estate, was a massive opulent piece of property that was Escobar's main residence from 1973 to 1984, sitting on almost 8 square miles of land. So it was a big-ass place. The property included a Spanish colonial house, a sculpture park, a complete zoo that had so many kinds of different animals you wouldn't even believe it. Fuck! I had it!
Oh, shit. Take it easy, Carl. All right, let me see. Now I got to figure out. Okay, this is the beginning of the clip, and I'm guessing the last one is like the second part.
All right, so I'm going to do 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Dickens, and I'll pause when it's getting to the end, if I even make it that far. Last time I did it, I didn't, by like a minute, so we'll see what happens. I'm trying. Hopefully this will be the last fucking time. I'm going to press it in 5, 4.
Come on.
The thing is to find out what it is. This is Carl's Guide to History. Pablo Escobar and his Hacienda Naples. So everyone knows the story about Pablo Escobar. Or that American movie with Tom Cruise, or the show on HBO, or whatever channel it is, with the shit. Everyone's seen all that stuff, so you get the basic gist that he started out as a poor farmer's son. His dad was a kind of a piece of shit, even down there, spent up all their earnings, and he didn't want to be like that. He was too close with his cousin, who's like his brother, and they kind of started a little business venture when he was a kid that was stealing bikes and then selling bikes. I mean, how many bikes down there could you steal and then sell? That doesn't make sense. And then they were still gravestones, and they would etch off the names of the gravestones that were on there and then sell them to other people. So that's a totally different venture from what he ended up doing. But during the height of his reign or success, he bought and built a place called Hacienda Naples, and that's what this is going to be about. Hacienda Naples, which is Spanish for the Naples Estate, was a massive, opulent piece of property on Escobar's main residence from 1979 to 1984, sitting on almost 8 square miles of land. It was huge. It was massive. He had to cut roads in because it would take 2 hours just to drive through. But the property included a Spanish colonial house, a sculpture park, a complete zoo that had many kinds of animals from different continents, such as antelope, elephants, exotic birds, giraffes, hippopotamuses, ostriches, ponies. The ranch also boasts a large collection of old luxury cars and bikes, a private airport, a brothel, ooh la la, and even a Formula One racing track. The state eventually fell after his arrest and death. It fell into the hands of the Colombian government, and it became neglected. And the maintenance of the zoo was too expensive for anyone willing or obligated to take care of it. So the animals either starved to death or donated to other zoos, but not the hippos.
All right, you heard that, right, Julio?
Yep.
All right, I was just making sure. I was trying to remember if I... All right, here's the second part. All right, here we go.
All right, so I'm going to say, but not the hippos, which is the last thing I ended on. I'm going to say it again so that you can just edit the end where I said donating other zoos. So I'll just say, but not the hippos, and I'm going to count to five.
I don't edit, Carl. You know that.
But not the hippos. The climate was perfect for the hippos, and they loved the lake environment Escobar created. As such, they flourished and thrived in the area. It is now home to the world's largest population of wild hippos in the world. I already said that. In 2011, they said that they had 30 hippos roaming around the property in the area in which he had set them up originally. But by 2021, it was estimated that there were 80. So if you extrapolate off that, there's probably 100 now. That's 100 hippos, and people don't understand that hippos are not a friendly, gentle giant. They're super deadly and a big, bad predator. And it's just crazy that out of all the things he built, created, all that's left of his big, bad legacy now, in part, is 80 hippos. And they'll get you. This is Carl's Got History. I'm trying to change the format, how I do things, and maybe the name of it, but I don't know what I'll call it. But I just want to be like, I want to have it be somewhat interesting things, topical maybe, I don't know. But I'm figuring out as I go. So I hope you guys enjoyed this, and thank you, Fox and Julio.
All right, thanks, Carl. Good job.
Yeah, that was cool, man. Thank you, Fox. Carl.
Yeah, Pablo Escobar, you know, that's down there in your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, he was actually in Nicaragua at one time unloading an airplane with the Sandinistas during the Iran-Contra thing.
Okay.
And there's actual pictures of him, like, working with the crew unloading the damn plane.
Yeah, man. Did you know about the hippos and all that shit down there? Now, where was that at where he built that? I forget.
Colombia. Right. Yeah, and he would feed his, like, adversaries, his enemies, to the hippos.
Nice.
Yeah, like Carl said, hippos are not nice. And they run faster than you think.
Oh, I could imagine.
And they kill more people than almost any other animal. And they're fast in the water too.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little heartbroken right now. I went to open a beer, and you know when you go to pop the top and it doesn't go down, but the tab gives out. Fucking broke my heart. Luckily, I brought three in here with me.
What a dud, man! That's a dud.
I got screwdrivers. That motherfucker's coming open. I don't want to pause it because then I got to pause the video and the fucking audio at the same time. It's too much. Too much.
Too much.
All right. I got some clips here. I'm going to. All right. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, General Lee sent me some shit that I wanted to share. Where is it at? Here it is. He sent me another Biden clip. Did I send you that? Okay, I think it's this one. I think it froze up. Wait.
the whole box. Less than a guy driving a truck hit a, anyway, he knocked down a whole bridge and the whole block, four lanes of the highway. He consecrated, I mean, excuse me, consecrated the whole.
I don't know. It was cutting in and out. It didn't play right. But it had a, somebody made a funny clip and they showed this chick like doing the tongue thing where she was acting like she was blowing somebody. But we all know that's not why he was fucking up. He just doesn't know how to talk. All right.
I saw a video of him at a supporter rally, like inside, like in a meeting room or something.
Yeah.
And he farted really loud. And everybody started laughing, and he just turned back and like saluted them.
Oh shit! By the way, thanks, General. Hey, so we'll be we're going on General Lee's show tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're gonna be ready, right, Julio?
Oh yeah.
All right. So if you guys want to check that out, it's called Subconscious Realms Podcast. All right. Me and Julio is going to be on there tomorrow. So subscribe and follow that and check us out tomorrow. All right. Now, everybody's been talking about, what's his name?
Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard. Everybody's been talking about this shit. And I'm going to tell you what, man. Soon as I got done listening to it, I texted Julio and I said, hey, man, you got to listen to this fucking interview on Rogan. And then I texted him back and I said, hey, did you listen to that interview yet? And he's like, no, the more you keep reminding me, the less I'm likely to listen to it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot Julio's racist.
No, I just don't do well. When you tell me what to do, I tend to do the opposite.
I'm just telling you, man. I told you it was good, and then you checked it out, right?
Yeah, I did. But that kind of like mentality goes like throughout my whole life. I was actually thinking about it on the drive home that I'm like I was thinking like I don't smoke in my car anymore. And I think it's because not that it's legal to smoke in your car, but weed is legal now, so like some of the novelty has worn off, you know. Like I haven't smoked in a car in like 5 years.
I mean, it's not really legal here yet, is it? Or is it? I don't.
No, no. It's like drinking and driving, but I don't know. I don't even like to travel with it.
Right, I get it.
And it's like it's legal now.
Well,
to travel with it.
I ain't got to worry about it because I've already told my wife I'm not doing any more drugs ever again in my life. So dude, I got to keep my word, huh?
You were talking so much crap about being unmushroomable or whatever I called you that day. You're like, I don't feel anything.
I know. And then I was communicating with my wife's eyebrows. I swear to God, I was just looking at her eyebrows and it was telling me like, oh, we're getting a divorce. I wasn't even hearing any of her words. It was crazy. I didn't get any visuals, but my wife's eyebrows were kind of like talking to me. All right, let me play this. I got so many of these Terrence Howard clips, I really don't know which one to fucking play. So I'm just going to try to... It's all over the fucking internet
but
anymore.
But all of these things, we've been misled just because we've been fooled by our senses. Our eyes see 0.05% of the entire electromagnetic wave. We're blind cosmically, but we judge everything by what we see.
Mm.
And they've done that with science for so many years. You look at E equals MC squared. That talks about expansion. It does not show how it's divided. You've never breathed in twice without breathing out. You breathe in and you breathe out. You charge and you discharge. So how is it that the breathing in, they're acting as if the universe is just expanding out, breathing out, breathing out, and it's going to dissipate out, and they never include the contractive side of it breathing in, because they were misled by Newton, who said everything moves in a straight line unless affected by something else. And we know that not to be true. But they built the entire two-dimensional plane, the Euclidean space that we live on, that we work on, that we try and define curved nature by two-dimensional space, and we never include the curvature, the breathing in. Like Alan Watts said, no one would be attracted to a Euclidean woman because she would just be all straight lines. It's the wiggliness, it's the curvature that brings the balance. Everything has to have the balance, you know, the electric side and the magnetic side. But all of these things, we've been misled.
That dude's a fucking genius, I think. I know you don't like black people.
Oh, my God.
Let me see. What's that? I'm sorry.
He's very right. He's very right about, and especially because of your mushroom experience. They say, he's right, in nature there are no straight lines.
Yeah.
You know how he said that God can't work with straight lines or whatever? It's a man-made concept, 90 degrees at night. 45 degree angles, 90 degree angles, all this shit. It's all man made. That's why they say to take psychedelics out in like the woods, the forest, outside of nature, because you will connect deeper. All these angles that we have in our houses, they're a deterrent.
It makes sense. Oh, Andy Bennett's coming back on next weekend. Remember him, the English dude?
Oh, yeah, Mike.
He's his book's out, so he wanted to come back on. I hooked him up with General Lee, too. I think he's going to be on his show. I want to play another Terrence Howard clip, man. That dude, it almost, like, changed my fucking life when I watched that fucking interview. I can't explain it, man. But he's fucking correct about everything. I just feel it in my fucking soul. You know what I'm saying?
And what they've tried to keep from us, if you want to break water into its component parts of hydrogen and oxygen, all you have to do is introduce beryllium or the sound of beryllium. And oxygen will violently break away from any other thing, even hydrogen, to bond with that beryllium. And now you can have, just with the frequency of it, and since the hydrogen is smaller, hydrogen, that waveform, you can send that up into one tube, the oxygen into another tube, without using electrolysis, without using heat. It was just through frequency, and the proof of it, we know the relationship between sodium and chlorine. They're equal and opposite mates. If you get out of the pool and you got chlorine and you're itching from the chlorine, all you have to do is get some real salt and rub that on your skin and it'll turn right into an oil. It naturally neutralizes each other. So everything has an equal and opposite mate. Lithium becomes sodium in the next octave, doubles the same exact tone, just doubled and wider. The sodium becomes potassium in the next octave, widens up. The reason that arsenic kills us is because our DNA has nitrogen and it has phosphorus in it, because nitrogen unwinds into the next octave right after silicon and becomes phosphorus. Our DNA has both of those in there, but it's going by tone. So the moment arsenic, which sits as a -3 on the next octave, the moment arsenic is introduced, the body thinks that, oh, this is my thing that I need. And it tries to wrap itself around and what they've tried to keep from us. If you have...
I heard somebody on a podcast, they were trying to dismiss him, saying that he was reading from a script about all that because he mispronounced a couple words. I mean, he is an actor, but it made fucking sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, these are old concepts. I want you to know that.
I know that. He's going on. I know he talked about the books he was going off of. I understand that. But, like, the shit that he was talking about, like, well, first he at the very beginning of the episode or the interview, he said he remembers being in the womb, which
yeah,
I was about to shut it off. I'm like, hold the fuck up. And then Rogan asked him to explain it, and all he didn't really explain it. He just said that he put a flashlight on his wife's belly when she was pregnant. Well, that didn't explain it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. A lot of that shit went over my head because I don't know all the fucking, you know, the periodic table and all that bullshit. But if it's, I like it because it pisses off all the fucking nerds. You know what I'm saying? Like, it dismisses all these fucking, all the shit that they're teaching in science class becomes null and void, right? If this yeah. shit is true. And I think that's, well, I like to think it's right and it makes sense.
I think it is. He mentioned that, the ether used to be an element in the periodic table.
Yeah. Well, they say that what was he saying? Like, 90% of the universe is, dark matter, which basically just means we don't know.
Yeah.
Right? So these fucking scientists, man, they get together. It's like, all right, get on the internet and Google, is coffee good or bad for you? And then you will get hundreds of articles going both ways. And I'll guarantee the motherfuckers that wrote the articles that say coffee's good for you is because they drink coffee. And the other ones that said it's bad for you is because they don't like coffee. Everybody's got a fucking agenda. All right? This shit's been going on since the beginning of time. All right, I got to pause it and I got to go drive a screwdriver through this fucking beer can so I can get it open.
All right.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. All right.
Recording stopped. Yes.
All right, yep. I got that motherfucker open.
Is that the last one you had?
No, I got a whole shitload. I'm off for the next 3 days.
Oh.
They asked for volunteers to work Memorial Day. Of course, these lazy motherfuckers didn't want to work, so I volunteered, but they wound up canceling it, so looks like I'll fucking be drinking beer that day. I'll find something to do though. I got something to do tomorrow already. Or today, actually. Shit, it's in like fucking 2 hours. 2.5, 3 hours. It's all right. By the time I release this, I'll already have drunk drove and came back. So it doesn't matter if any cops are listening or not.
Free crime. You're committing free crime.
Yeah. Thought crime.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to share again. Oh. Now, that was a mistake. All right, never mind. I got on one of them fucking Instagram things where you got to swipe. And I don't know how to fucking swipe on the computer. What do you do? Oh, here we go. There's a little button.
Right. I think it's this arrow in the middle.
What arrow?
Go up. Go up. In the middle. At the right of the picture.
Oh, you're right. Duh.
We're undergoing a soft coup. And the idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the biosecurity agenda. The WHO is developing through all its nations, but with the WHO directorate in the United States in charge, a pandemic treaty and amendments to the existing international health regulations that will remove the human rights protections currently embedded in the IHRs, will enforce surveillance censorship, get rid of freedom of speech, require governments to censor and only push a single narrative. Also, we will be subject, if they can make this work, to vaccines developed in 100 days, which we're undergoing a...
So you've heard about this shit. You don't understand?
Yeah, I didn't know that it was like this, like open.
Yeah, they put it in a bill. So
damn.
It's basically a fucking new world order. It's a global, the World Health Organization. If they declare a pandemic, they call all the shots, right? Fuck that.
Yeah, they won't recognize our rights or anything.
No.
And that's why it's not going to be citizens enforcing their rule. It's going to be foreigners. And that's what's happening with the open border, you know, and having these all these immigrants from China and Europe and the Middle East coming over.
Yeah. I told you about this military base in Romania, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah, they got a new military base in Romania. The 10th Mountain Division is running it, but it's basically a United Nations base. It's right outside of it's not far from Ukraine and Russia, you know, so I'm sure Putin's not happy about that, but they're training motherfuckers over there. It's not the only place they're training them, but they always said when the New World Order took over, it was going to be the Blue Helmets, which is the United Nations soldiers.
Yeah,
but they're not in uniform. Half of them are already trained. They're just coming across the southern border, you know. I mean, there's some kind of plan in place, man. They know, like I said, a couple months before the election, there's some crazy shit's going to go down. Alex Jones thinks they're going to start bombing like black and Jewish churches and shit and trying to cause an uprising and riots and shit. But who knows what they got. I mean, they're probably going to do like several different things at once. You know what I mean? They don't want an election. They want to declare martial law. And then once they declare martial law, it's like, well, there's not going to be an election because the fucking World Health Organization's running shit anyway. So, and everybody knows Biden doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. I don't know.
Yeah.
We
so
need
going to, back to go back. Go ahead.
I don't know. If that happens, man, we need to just fucking, there needs to be some kind of an uprising.
I think they're polluting. Like, for example, I was at my parents' house and we were watching the news and the algae bloom came up on the news.
Yeah.
Like it's coming back. And so they were talking about back in 2014 when the algae thing, you know, happened and we couldn't drink the tap water. We had to have like special like tanks brought in by the National Guard with water so that you could refill. You know what I mean? Like that's how they're going to do it. They're going to start with water.
Yeah.
I think they're contaminating our water, polluting our water to take it away as a resource. But I have this, it's not my theory, it's not something original, but I've been listening to this guy. He says that he hasn't drank water in 45 years.
What?
Yeah. You want to hear why?
Yeah.
Okay, let me share my screen here real quick.
So what does he drink? Or does he just eat fruit or some shit?
He definitely doesn't drink beer all day, that's for sure. But here it goes.
I'm not drinking no water no for 45 years. Water as you know it. I don't mess with blank shots. Yes, water only hydrates, but if I have coconut water, I am going to more than hydrate. I'm going to get minerals, vitamins, electrolytes. Yes, the original sports drink, coconut water, is full of it. Electrolytes. I get my electrical energy because coconut water is the most electrical food on the planet. It's the highest grown and it's 100% water. And if I can do it at 76, not sick, 20/20 vision, my brain is expanding. I live where coconuts grow. Coconuts cannot grow in New York City, neither can I. Neither can I. I cannot grow where coconuts don't grow. So I'm here growing on coconuts, enjoying my coconut water in my milk rather than blank, empty bottled water. We want structured water because I know that the three essential foods in life are sunshine, oxygen, and living water. And my link to the rest of the universe are the plants. Oxygen. I want to extract oxygen from my food. I want to extract sunshine from my food. Yes. I want to extract living water from my food. H3O, structured water. Don't give me the blank shots. Don't have me filling up my body with no 8 glasses of water a day. I have a limited capacity for how much I can put into my body. And I want it to count. Oh, yes, I want to live in an expensive body. Bless up.
Isn't that interesting?
I think he's right, man.
Yeah,
I never thought of that.
That got me thinking about water being kind of like fake, a manipulation, because they tell you, you know, they stress, drink 8 glasses of water.
Right.
And you know
right.
why? Because of the fluoride in it.
Yeah.
They want you to get that chemical in you and dull you down and make you stupid. And then the coincidental part is I found this clip about two rats. One was fed a normal rat diet that was natural, and the other one was fed a more human diet, modern human diet. And they did an experiment where they put them in a pool of water, and the one that has the natural diet has no problem staying afloat. But if you see the one that is taking the human diet, it's like fucking Joe Biden. Here's the clip.
This rat is perfectly healthy. Put him in a vat of water, and he finds his way to safety every time.
5.2.
Now, look at this guy. What he's been eating is the equivalent of a North American diet, complete with all the fats and sugars we regularly consume. He doesn't know where to go. His brain has been damaged.
These rats were totally normal, and then they turned into demented animals. They don't remember they're learning after even a day. And as the challenge gets harder and harder, they fail more and more, just like a human with Alzheimer's disease.
36.2.
In this lab, the belief now is that Alzheimer's is really diabetes of the brain, linked to insulin levels, which can be affected by too much sugar.
Yep. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, could our diet be the increase of, like, you know, like fucking retarded people?
Yeah, it is. They leave everything up to these fucking scientists, man. It's like these, what do they call it? Like observational studies. All right, so let's say, all right, they give a whole bunch of people the same experimental, not even experimental, say they're testing out a new drug. They give it to 100 people. And then 70 of them have side effects. And they'll be like, all right, like, so what they do is they'll like, okay, what have you been eating? What have you been drinking? You know what I'm saying? And it's up. Like I said, they all have a fucking agenda. Let's say they've all been, everybody has in common that they've been drinking milk or eating dairy. I don't know. It's just bullshit. All these scientific studies, you know, there is no fucking science. It keeps changing, and it's going to keep changing.
It keeps changing because they need it to fit their narrative of what they want to accomplish. For example, I think we talked about this. Have I ever asked you how much of the world's population is lactose intolerant? You want to take a guess?
I have no idea.
I guess another way of putting it out there would be, how many lactose intolerant people do you know?
I don't really ask people about that.
Okay.
But I don't drink milk.
The fact is 65 to 68% of the world population is lactose intolerant.
What does that mean, though?
That means that they can't digest the enzymes in milk, in cow's milk.
Yeah, because it's from a fucking animal. It was meant for baby cows.
Okay. You're right. I agree with that. But check this out. So I was hanging out with my parents, and I asked them, I kind of presented this data, and my dad is lactose intolerant. But check this out. So he didn't drink. We believe that he's lactose intolerant because his family was so poor, they couldn't afford milk, or just very little milk.
Uh-huh.
So they would put coffee in his bottle instead of milk. And we think that it's a fake story. My dad's a big fish, you know, like he likes to embellish, you know, his legend. And but check this out. So I asked him, I'm like, how were you able to drink? Because he said he drank milk in Nicaragua. He would have to take like his little cup to school so that he could get a little bit of milk. And I said, well, did you crap your pants? And he's like, no, I never had any issues in Nicaragua. Well, here's why. And that's because all our cheese and milk, dude, they put like enzymes that are not natural. You know, all that pasteurization, they claim that that's a good thing, but it's really not. And the thing is, in Nicaragua, he was drinking real milk that was not adulterated, raw milk.
Yeah, it wasn't pasteurized. Right.
And here we do not get that the opportunity to drink that legally because if you raw milk is illegal.
Yeah, I agree. But
so
I mean,
that's where the high rate of lactose intolerance comes from, is because they're pushing a fake product upon us, because for thousands of years, humanity has been drinking cow's milk. They used to drink it back in Jesus' day. And that was over 2,000 years ago. And I'm sure they did it before that.
Right. Yeah. And it wasn't pasteurized or
whatever
they do. All right. Now, I almost forgot. It's still my turn for the Urban Dictionary because I forgot to do it last week. All right.
Okay.
And it is... So this is the 11 labs.
Cleveland steamer. Having a one-night stand, then taking a shit on your sleeping partner's chest before leaving. What happened with that girl you hooked up with last night? She passed out halfway through, so I gave her a Cleveland steamer and took off.
Oh, shit.
I don't like that dictionary very much.
No. Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's ghetto. That's what it's about, right? The Urban Dictionary. And I know you don't like that shit.
Hey, so, you know, some women, especially modern women, say they don't need no man. So this guy. This guy does a really good job of this. Check this out.
I wish boys would think. Like, just think for a second.
We do. That's why you have a ceiling fan above you. Because a man thought about it and invented it. And these LED strip lights, a man thought of that. Oh, and your AC unit, a man thought of that. Your Wolverine nails, a man thought of that too. Come to think of it, a man thought up everything that you use on a daily basis. Dang, that's tough.
I wish boys would think. Like, just think for a second.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, we didn't think of everything. But I don't know. There's this trend of women, you know, like discrediting everything men do or have ever done.
Well, yeah, the feminists.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
This is a funny one. You'll get a chuckle.
Cupcakes for sale. This week in a Manhattan mall, I held a bake sale, a racist bake sale.
We have different prices here. If you're Asian, $1.50. If you're white, $1. If you're Latino or black, 50 cents.
That's like, not right.
You got to be on your character, man.
Is the cupcake poison?
I'm trying to make a man for racism and punish the Asians because they have an advantage. They have such high SAT scores.
No, that's not true. Because I had an Asian student in my class that was dumb as a cardboard.
That's stereotyping.
It is stereotyping.
That's not right.
That makes me feel bad because I'm both Latino and black.
Should I not do this because it might hurt people's feelings?
Not only should it hurt people's feelings, but it's just like out of sense of respect.
Cupcakes for sale. That's funny.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I mean, isn't that how life really is, kind of?
I mean, yeah.
It sounds so comedic, but I mean, that's how it is.
Well, that's the way it's getting to be in this country. It depends where you go, right?
Yeah.
All right,
have you heard of a... you can play your clip, but
no.
Have you heard about that new Romeo and Juliet play? How they casted a new Juliet?
Is it a black man? Or is
it
a woman?
It's not a man. It's a woman. That's Tom Holland, and I don't know who that is. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'd kill myself for that.
I mean, that's not a big deal. I mean, it's a play, right?
Yeah.
So you can cast, I don't know. But like when they, I have a problem with it when they, like when it's a cartoon. And like the Little Mermaid, you know, like, why would you redo it and then make it a black mermaid? It's like, I understand in a play because, like, yeah, give her an opportunity to get a part. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I don't know. You know, Disney's fucked up anyway.
It's not even a, is it about race or is it about, like, physical beauty? I don't think she's beautiful. I mean, I really don't care about her race. They could have picked a better looking black girl. I mean, this woman has like a overbite or whatever. You know, her jaw, like, somebody needs to punch her and like fucking make that go back.
Take it easy. Jesus Christ. What are you trying to say? I mean, she. I'm not gonna go there. I mean, like, remember Tracy Chapman?
Yeah, fucking ugly. Sorry.
Well, she was a black lesbian, and then what's his name? Luke Combs. He redid her. You know, he bought the rights and redid her song.
Yeah, he did it better.
No, I don't know about that.
He did it better. But okay.
Yeah,
so,
but
oh my,
you know what gets me about that?
What?
She, I don't. I think she told him he's not allowed to change the words. So he goes, and I'll get a job as a checkout girl. What the fuck, dude? I would have said, fuck you. Keep your song. I don't know what happened in the whole situation.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You ain't never listened to it? When he goes, yeah, I'll get a job as a checkout girl. What the fuck's wrong with you, dude? He's playing right into,
yeah, I don't know.
Playing right into the woke shit.
Are you sure he doesn't say you'll get a job?
No, he does not. Believe me, okay. I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck? And so I always pay attention.
Hey, so I have a really good song to share here.
Wait a minute. Let me see how much time we got left. We got like 3 minutes left. How long is
shit,
it?
Okay. It's 2 minutes. Huh. But just hear a little piece of it.
I've been smelling my hole. I just got a sex change. It's already infected. It smells like shit and decay. Really good chance I'm gonna take my life one day. At least I'll get more attention than all those normie gays. It's a damn shame. What the world's got to do when a creature like me believes that it's true that he could just wake up and not be a dude. But he is. Oh, he is. Living as a new.
All right, that was a good one. That was a good one. Nice.
That's horrible. All
right, man. Yeah, we're going to have to close it out because I'm going to have to run uptown and get a fucking another sound card because I'm going to record the when we go on General Lee's show tomorrow night.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And he was going to send me a clip, but he doesn't do Zoom. He does some other shit. But, thanks for the voicemails and good job, Carl. And, so if you want to get hold of us, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, conspiracysoldiers on Instagram. Julio, you're what, garlic parm?
Yeah, conspiracy soldiers, garlic parm.
And then we're going to put something on, of course, we're going to put that auto-generated shit on YouTube. Even though they suck cock. And then I recorded a video tonight, so I might put some on TikTok, some short clips on TikTok. And that's probably about it. What are you sharing? Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, he just became a citizen after 40 years.
What?
Yeah, he says, I've been in this country on and off for 40 years now. First as a student, then as a fighter and an actor. America has given me some wonderful opportunities and an amazing life. I'm proud to become a U.S. citizen and officially make this my home. Dolph.
All right. We're getting close to the end here. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
See ya.
Recording stopped.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.